the program for Wednesday, Finalists. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. The body of Christ. What a very interesting subject. To think that God took the form of a man and walked up on the face of the earth. To think that Jesus lived that sinless life, and in that body he went about doing good, and in that body he died on the Oregon cross to be our Savior. And he was raised from the dead in that body. We know Jesus has gone back to heaven, but he still has a body up on this earth today, and he is accomplishing his purpose through that body, and he calls that body his church. That is the means by which he accomplishes his purpose in an embodiment. So as we're gleaning lessons from this truth, today I would like to make the statement that salvation is in the body of Christ. As a human being, life is in our bodies. In our bodies, we live and move and have our being. There's no life outside the body. The same was true in reference to Jesus as he became truly human. His life was in his body as he moved from place to place doing the will of God. If a part of our body is removed or amputated, it becomes dead. It's no longer part of us. Likewise, salvation is in the body of Christ, his church. Not only is this logical, it's scriptural. As much as people would like to deny the importance of the church, the scriptures teach that salvation is in the body of Christ. The church as such is not the Savior, but it constitutes the saved. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 23 through 27, this is very plain in making this evident. Notice what Paul says here. He says, "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body." The Savior of the body. Ephesians 1:3 reads, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Acts 20:28 tells us that the Lord purchased the church with his own blood. That means our sins are not forgiven if we're not part of the church, because the church was purchased with his own blood. Then we read in 1 Corinthians 15:24, "Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father." This implies that if we're not in the kingdom, which we find to be the church in this case, we will not be delivered up to the Father in heaven when the end of time comes. Salvation being in the body of Christ, it is of utmost importance that we are sure that we are in the body of Christ, in the Lord's church. This being true, how do we become a member of the body of Christ? Various scriptures throw light on this. Galatians 3:27 and 28 read, it's very helpful along this line, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Likewise, 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 and 13 inform us these words, "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit were we all baptized into one body." Then in just plain language, if you'd like to read Acts 2:38 through verse 41 and 47, you will find that when people repented and were baptized for the remission of their sins, the Lord added them to the church. In other words, being saved and becoming a member of the Lord's church mean the same thing in the true sense. And the Lord had told Nicodemus in John 3:5, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." And Jesus and John the Baptist preached that the kingdom of heaven was at hand, and the kingdom and the church were used interchangeably in many cases. All of these scriptures, all of these things that we've been talking about, show us that we must be in the body of Christ to be saved, and the body of Christ is one. How about it? Are we part of the body of Christ? Thank you for listening today.